Hi, welcome to this episode of Nonsense with Chloe Bellasosa, the podcast where we talk about all of the nonsense of life. I'm your host, Chloe. Let's get into it. Hello and welcome to today's episode, and today we are going to be talking about comparison. So comparison is a superhuman thing. We all do it, everyone. Literally everyone does it. Even the people that we are comparing ourselves to compare themselves to other people. And they might be comparing themselves to you, you don't even know. But anyway, so we all do it. Everyone does it. You're not alone in this. Everyone. Literally everyone. It makes us feel shitty. Like, just straight up, comparing ourselves to other people makes us feel shitty. Because you're either comparing yourself to someone and seeing something that you don't have or feel like you can never have and then you feel like shit. Or you're comparing yourself to someone and you see something they're lacking in that you have, and that makes you feel better about yourself, but then that's shitty on a whole different level. Because you're gaining your self-worth from other people not being at your level in something. Or you feel like you're superior to someone in something. So, not saying it's wrong, because we all do it. Again, everyone. I do it. I compare myself to people and feel better, but yeah, we all do it, and it doesn't make you a bad person, so, and this is something that I am currently working on, so I am no expert. I have some tricks and tips that I think would help everyone, but it's definitely a journey, and as long as you're, like, conscious of that you're doing it and learning from it and trying to understand it, then that's the first step. So yeah, comparison sucks though. Can we just address that? It sucks. And the reason it makes us feel so bad is because we feel like whatever that person has that we're comparing is something that we can never have, or something that's unattainable for us, which is really sad, because I know people say, like, oh, you can do anything, you can have anything, but also, we don't need to have the same life as anyone else, but yet we feel like we do, and it's really weird, and especially because we're growing up in this age of social media and viewing people's lives through a screen where they can portray it in any way they want to, and it can be totally, totally different from reality, and people hardly ever show the real them, the ugly parts, the really weird parts, the parts that are sad or angry or dark. They only show the happy parts, the posing parts, the how they want you to see them is what you see. And so, do we really know anyone on social media? No, we don't. So constantly comparing ourselves to people we only know through a screen is really toxic, and I used to do this all the time, and I still do it to this day. And I think it's a hard, hard thing, and no one is going to teach us how to deal with it or to handle it, because our parents did not grow up in an age where social media was something they dealt with from such a young age. Especially, like, being a teenager and looking through social media and seeing all these other teenagers doing crazy things and going on vacations and having nice clothes or a nice car or just having the life we feel like we want or we need, but feeling like we can't have it. That's so toxic, and it's crazy to think that, I don't know, I just know that when I look at the screen, or when I did look at the screen, and I was comparing myself to other people, because I'm still a teenager, barely, but yes, and you just see the pretty parts. Like, people's parents can be getting divorced, and or they are divorced, and they have a super unhappy childhood, but their parents are trying to make up for it by buying them a car, or their parents were fighting the entire vacation, or it just wasn't fun, or their parents took them to Hawaii to get back at their other parent, or just, you don't know what's going on in someone's life. You don't know about their mental health. You don't know about who they are as a person, what they struggle with, what makes them happy. You don't know what makes them tick. And wishing for any life other than your own is just gonna make you miserable, and it has made me miserable. It's definitely a learning process, and hopefully our generation can get good at this and enable the generation after ours to have a healthier relationship with social media and technology, so they don't struggle with the same things we are, because we weren't taught how to handle it in a healthy way. Because the comparison has led to so many issues. Like, social media can be such a cool thing. Like, we all know the positive traits that we tell our parents when they tell us, like, you're on your phone too much, you're on social media too much. The whole, like, well, I'm just using it to see, like, inspiration to create things, or it's not toxic, I'm using it to connect with other people, or different things. But in reality, it is pretty toxic. And there's definitely ways where we can use it to not be a negative impact on our lives, or to be something that's really, really beautiful and positive. But I think it's just learning how to do that, because that's not the initial, like, no one initially does that. It's something you have to learn. So, usually when I compare myself, it's through Instagram. But not so much recently. And I don't know, I compare myself to everyone. It's so bad. Even just, like, walking down the street, I'll see someone, I'm like, oh my gosh, she's so much prettier than I am. It's like, that's so mean. Like, okay, you wouldn't tell that to your friend, but yet you're telling that to yourself, or I'm telling that to myself. That's so messed up. And not self-love, which is, self-love is so important. And yeah. And I think this is something that I'm going to be learning for a really long time, and I think that's the same for a lot of people. It's going to be a really long learning process, because it's just, like, ingrained in our minds that we compare ourselves to other people and see what we don't have, or see what we don't think we have, or even the body dysmorphia, or that type of stuff that comes with constantly comparing ourselves to people who portray themselves as perfect, or skinny, or having the perfect body type, when in reality we're all human beings, and we don't have to look the way that other girls look to be beautiful. We don't have to look the way anyone looks besides ourselves. And even if you're not a size zero, it's beautiful, but we feel like we have to fit into that mold. I don't know, this is me too. It's always a constant battle of, like, loving yourself. It feels like a lot of times loving yourself despite not fitting the beauty standard, which is sad because the beauty standard is so messed up and so unattainable. Anyway, sorry, I'm getting off topic. Now we're talking about beauty standard. Anyway, so yeah, it's a lot of self-deprecating thoughts and it's not healthy. But I think there are definitely ways that I've learned that I'm going to share with you. And hopefully, if you do these things, it'll help a little bit or a lot or whatever it does for you. Hopefully, it helps in a positive way in some aspect. So, the first thing I did but it's been a huge, huge game changer. And I think everyone should do this, even though it's kind of hard. It's harder than you think it would be. Is to unfollow anyone who makes you feel less than or who you compare yourself to. And this is hard because we all feel like we have to follow people we know, or we feel like we have to follow famous. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I'll catch you back here next Tuesday. Ciao.